Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf Chavches. We begin the Amud Beis. We begin the Tais Dibim Maskel Tais. Begins the words of the Gemara. Asi b'kavul chaymer. We learn it from a kavul chaymer. This is the Gemara's conclusion. Meinoitzer shalizim, from the pluckings of a goat. Tais can explain why can you not refute it from shesi va'erev. That is, the Gemara brought the ultimate conclusion of Rava's opinion that the hide of a non-kosher animal that is makabel tumas oil from a kavul chaymer from neitzer shalizim. Just like Neitzah Shalizim, which is not, does not have the halacha of Tumas Negoim, because it says explicitly it's Semer Pishtim, still it has Tumas Oil Ames, so the hide of a non-kosher animal, which we brought on Amun Aleph, that does have Tumas Negoim, from a ribui, then for sure it's going to have the Tumah of Oil Ames. However, Tais asks to take a second look, because we mentioned this stringency before. Nemi Shasiba Arab Yechiach. We could say that the threads could disprove this. Why? We find by Shasiv Erev by threads, Shem Metame B'Negoim. The Pasuk explicitly says that threads have a Tumah by Negoim, Ve'ein Metame B'Mes, and it does not have the Halacha of Tumas Mes, Af on the Avi or Behemet Tameh B'Chulu, so therefore I could also bring the hide of a non-kosher animal, that yes, even though it has Tumah B'Negoim, it's not going to have the Halacha of Tumas Mes by oil. So therefore, how can you learn out from this Kavul Chaymer when you have this derivation from Shasiv Erev, which could disprove that? That you see, you could have something that has Tumas Negoim. I mean, the whole point was contrasting Nutzah Shalizim, which does not have Tumas Negoim, has Tumas Oil. But I can tell you the exact opposite. Shasiv Erev has Tumas Negoim, but does not have Tumas Mes. But question number two, which actually Taisa's answer is going to answer both questions with each other. But Kasha Taisa has a second question. Am I Yitzruch Krab B'Shratzim? Why does the Gemara tell us that Shratzim needs a Pasig Lo'er B'Metimeya to include, as we said in the Manal, for the hides of non-kosher animals? Leisa B'Kabal Chaymeh Nitzah Shalizim. That should also be learned from this Kabal Chaymeh from the Nitzah Shalizim, from the goat here, where Shein Metam B'Negoim, it does not have, like we mentioned, Toma B'Negoim, and yet Metam B'Shratzim has a Toma B'Shratzim. So for sure, the hides of non-kosher animals, which is Metam Negoim, should be Metam B'Shratzim. So why do you need a special ribui for Oyer Behemet Tameh, like we said in the Manal? So it's Taisa as follows. B'Yashem, what you could say is, De'iloi habik siv krab B'Shratzim. No, if we did not have a Pasuk B'Shratzim, then lek lamelef Oyer Behemet Tameh, mekavachem Negoim. Then no, you would not be able to learn now from that regarding the hides of a non-kosher animal as a kavachem from the Goim, which answers both questions of Taisa's. Lay b'shratzim aloy b'oil ames, not by shratzim, which is question number two, and neither would you be able to learn out from oil hames. Why? And this is where we really answer both questions to answer each other, because yes, de'ik l'meimah, then you'd be able to say, as we asked in the first question, that as Tais agreeing essentially to the question, that shasi v'erbi yichiach, that would disprove it and say, no, even though it's m'tam l'goyim, it's not m'tam b'shratzim. And that's why it's answering the question number two, that yeah, you need a pasik. But now that you have a pasuk that's written by the Tumah Shratzim that includes the hide of a non-kosher animal, now Yalfin Shapit B'Kavachem Negoim. Now, and that answers question number one. Therefore, now you can learn that a Kavachem from Negoim Sheyitame Ba'Oil Ames, that it should make a Tumah by Oil Ames, like our Gemara's conclusion is. Because now that answers the question, you cannot say the threads will disprove it, because the mal is shasiv erev. Because what you find by the threads, shekein enim etam b'shratzim, there's no tuma by shratzim for threads. It's only by chiddush in negayim. So since it's not metam b'shratzim, so therefore it's the hides of non kosher animals not metam b'mes. But tayma ba'ir b'metameyim. Whereas the non-kosher hides, shemitame b'shratzim, which they do contaminate by shratzim, sachanami tame b'olames, so therefore it is going to have the tame b'olames. So essentially, both questions really complement each other in Taisa's answer, that no, you do need a pasuk, because right, or else shratzim would be yechiach. Now that you do have a pasuk, so that actually creates a stringency for the Abraham Tameya to say that it will apply by the kavul chaymer from Nitzah Shalizim to that of shratzim. That's one approach. V'riyomer, he gives a second approach. He says, no, delek l'meim b'shasiv erev yichiach, which was his question. You cannot say that the threads will disprove this kavul chaymer the Gemara is bringing. That you see, it's metam negoim, it's not metam b'mes, so maybe we should say the same thing for the heart of a non-kosher animal. Even though it's metam negoim, it should not be metam b'mes. Says the Rino, you cannot say that. Why? Because the hachi of a kavul chaymer, this is what the kavul chaymer is. And if you understand the kavul chaymer, you'll see that it's not a disproof from the Shasiv Erev. because the Kal V'chomer is saying a man leitzah shalizim if we find by the pluckings of a goat in general, if you didn't make it into a garment. The halacha is she'ein metame negoyim, it does not have the tuma of negoyim, yet metame b'olames, yet there is a tuma of olames. And what's the significance of that? That's so far the Gemara said, but the significance of it is kikliha asay minutza shalizim. So that's just like a kli that's made out of the goats here, that's in the oil hames, where it becomes tame. So we're making the following comparison. So then, Kal V'chomer, oy behem tameya, so the hide of a non-kosher animal, she tame ben negoyim, it's a stringency of ben negoyim shalizim, that it does have a tame ben negoyim. So in the din she tame ba oil hames, so isn't it Kal V'chomer that it should have the tame of oil hames, also kekelov, like its garments, which is like a vessel, a garment that you made from the hide of a non-kosher animal, which is tame in the olames. Oh, says the Reed, now the hash l'shayach l'meim shasav erbichich. Now you cannot say, oh, well, I could tell you the exact opposite to disprove it from shasav erev, where they are shematam in the gum, they do have tam in the gum, but v'loy b'olames. Because the Reed says, because now that how we explain the Kal V'chomer, the shasav erev ain't shayach b'kli. There is no other element that we're comparing it to be just like its kli, because they're threads and you don't make a kli out of it. Therefore, there's no tuma b'olames, like the item inside the olames, to say that the oil itself, and therefore, you cannot disprove it in shasav erev. Now, Tosfos clarifies, and he says, v'ein lema, don't say, okay, but wait a second, the chala yitzim in the eights, and some take out the gears of etzim, yichiach, well, we could still disprove it, okay, not from shasav erev, but we could disprove it from a derivative from a tree. There also, shematamim in the goyim, it is metamim in the goyim, v'ein metamim b'mes, and it does not contaminate with a dead person, so therefore maybe you could say the same thing by the hide of a non-kosher animal, even though it's a metam in the goyim, it should not have tumas mes. Says the Re, no, because the mash metam in the goyim, this that we find that a derivative from a tree, that it has tum in the goyim, ain't the machmas atzma, it's not because of itself. Ela machmas habayis, rather it's because, not wood is not makabal tum in the goyim, it's because of the house that has the nega in it, and it's considered nigi batim, and not nigi begadim. It's not because of it's being a garment, a kli. As Taisa explains, the baisha sikh bezrim, because we find a house that's covered with growths, that even that's attached to the ground. Amar ba'ivaretiv, the Gemara says in Perek Ivaretiv, the metame ben negayim, in Masechta Schulin, that it has a tumah of negayim. Now, even though something is attached to the ground, it's not makabel tumah, but here, since it's part of the house, it's the roof, so it has the halacha like the house for all purposes. So, therefore, that's why it's makabel tumah. Now, in contrast, abu neitzav ha'er, but regarding these pluckings of the goat and the leather, metame machmas atzmai, their tumah is because of intrinsically from themselves, because they are a nega of a beged. So therefore, we say that it's going to be metama also by the oil hames, and you cannot disprove it from this of the kli eitz, because it's not from itself, and therefore, yeah, maybe it's limited and it does not have the tuma of mes, because it's only because it's part of the house. Here, it's by the thing itself, and therefore has the stringency of the tumas mes. Now, a third approach, Umaram Kasav, he writes a different answer for the Tosfos' original question. It says, no, you cannot say, as was Tosfos' question, that the threads will disprove the Kal V'chomer that the Gemara concludes with and say, wait a second, the threads are metame negoyim and not metame b'mes, because as he explains, the malish shasiv erev, because yeah, what we find by the threads, the warp and the weft threads, shekein ein metamim, because yeah, there's certain leniencies over there. It's not metame loy b'mes, but loy b'shech b'zera. Threads don't have tumah by a dead person, doesn't have tumah but from semen. Whereas tumah by behemet tamei, what are you comparing it to the hide of a non-kosher animal? Metame, that it does have the halachas of tumah by those areas, as we find oksib meis b'chich v'zer. It says regarding a dead person, it says regarding semen, it says kol beged v'chol kliar, any garment, any leather vessel, which that includes even from a non-kosher animal, if it touched a dead person or the semen, it becomes tamei. So if it's going to have the tumah of olames, and you cannot disprove it from the halacha of shasiv erev. Now Tais explains with el. Previously, when the Gemara wanted to learn out, which it ultimately rejected, it wanted to learn out that it has tumas olames from shratzim, which we find over there, there's the halacha of the hide of non-kosher animal coming tamei, so too should be ba'olames. So says Taisus, kiparach, when the Gemara refutes and says, no, ma'ala shratzim, what are you going to learn out from shratzim, which has a stringency that the share of its tumah is that of a lentil? Oh, so therefore, it's going to have the tumah of Abraham and Temeah. How could you learn out tumas olames, where its shear is only by kezayis? Maybe it's not going to have the halacha of Ayurveda Metameya. That's what the Gemara says. So that's Taisus. Likely, maybe you cannot say, Negias meis v'shech v'zer yichiach. But wait a second, the story is not over. You could disprove that refutation because you could say the touching of a dead person and shech v'zer could disprove that because their shear is not as small as that of a lentil and still there's a halach of oibeh mitzmeya that applies to them. So it says no, because the malakulu, because even all those things shekem pachas mekezayis, they're still less than that of an olive, and therefore you wouldn't be able to learn out as we're talking about for the laws of Oilames from them, because the negias meis, which what it really means to say is because the touching of the bone of a dead person is bekesayra, is that of a barley corn. The shechvazera and semen is bemashu, is a minute amount, oy, or even it's the, another interpretation by chasim is pe'ama, the enough of closing up of the male member. But be that as it may, therefore it's going to have the halacha of the heart of a non-kosher animal becoming tummy, contrary to the tumah of oilames, of the oil becoming tummy, where the shear is a kezayis, so therefore you wouldn't be able to learn that even from all those things, and therefore that's not a refutation to say, oh, that you should still be able to learn from shratzim. Now, in parentheses is brought v'hu tirutz. The Maram answers, which either this is going on the question of the Samar Kutzi that Tosi is going to bring later on, or it's actually answering the second question that Tosi had asked: why do you need a pasuk by Shratzim? Why don't you know it also, like we're saying for the Oilames? Why don't you know from a Kavu Chaimer from Nitzah Shalizim? So the Maram answers that question. He says, no, the Itzokra, we need a pasuk for Bishratzim that it has the tuma of the heart of a non-kosher animal, because you need it lafuki mehekesh the sak. Because the sack is written in the same pasuk, and that's only from a kosher animal. So maybe we would have thought to say that also that everything, including leather, is also only by of a kosher animal. Therefore, you needed a special limud in the pasuk to tell you that it's specifically it's even going to be by arbei mitameya. Now, but continue with what we just talked about before, that vezeh ultimately this pshat that we just brought that you can't learn now from all those other things because they're less than the kezayis. Says Taisus Einira, that doesn't seem to be correct to answer the question that we had asked, because Alkachach the Gamli in the oil, because we find regarding the idea of the oil, Habeshur Bekezayis, that its measurement is that of an olive, let even lehebi tuma al kolakeilim al atzma, to bring tuma on the vessels that are beneath them, or on the oil themselves, afila, even if the oil is made from something that yitzim and eats, that's a derivative from wood and not specifically that of linen, the zehu talish. And that's if the oil is talish, kaimalam de mevi, that there we do have the halacha that it brings the tumma to whatever is beneath them, even if it's wood. Now, if that's the case, Taisa's question is that we should say that oil talish yichiach, not that which we're discussing in our sugi, what we're saying is specifically is mechubal karka. When it's talush, there the shear is a kezayis. And there we're not limited to what we're saying over here in our sugi regarding all that's mechubal. There, even leather of a non-kosher animal is tummy. So you see that it's you can't tell me because all those things are less than the kezayis, because here you have something that even if it is a kezayis, and still the leather of a non-kosher animal is going to be tummy. So why doesn't that refute the refutation? And then we're back to the original question. Why can't you then ultimately learn that from Shratzim and all those other things? So Taisa says, no. Because v'nir li, d'lo yishayich klal l'meimer oil kala shichich. He cannot say to come with a comeback from the other category of oil, that which is not attached to the ground. Given the Leasina Lamela, if you cannot learn out Ella Inyan Oila Machubur, the Loy Metami, we're learning out only regarding an oil that's attached to the ground, that there we're saying that's not Makabotoma. Ella Maidi Alfinim Mishkan, only that which you learn from the Mishkan, which that's called oil, and that's what coming to qualify if the leather of a non-kosher animal is going to be considered oil or not. But oil talish, that you don't learn from the Mishkan, and therefore it's Metami Ba'omina, but that's not going to be reflective on the oil that's Machubur, and therefore you cannot say that that'll be Moichiach. And says Taisa v'chiyagav nekemper kam demanachas. Similarly, we find the first pack of manachas can be treifa. Shoyis l'shasakayishim. We're talking about a non-kosher animal when it has a mortal defect. Where if it never had a moment of validity, meaning it was born kosher and then it developed a treifa that we say it's possible carbon. To loyal finim a treifa shloyis l'shasakayishim. You can't learn that from a treifa that never had validity, meaning it was born that way. I feel about Mahatzad, even on some level of a comparison, that's the same thing we're saying over here, that no, you wouldn't be able to disprove it, the halacha of the oil mechubur, which we're discussing here in this sugya, from the oil talush, and again, therefore, ultimately, like Taisa's answer, it was correct, that since all those things are less than the kezayis, you wouldn't be able to learn that out from Mahatzad, from Shratzim, and you find by the oil talush that even though it's a kezayis, it is going to be tummy with a even if it's Arbe Mitzmeh. No, that you can't bring into the mix at all, because here it's Tomar Oil Mechubah, and there's Tomar Oihel, that's taller. Now, Taisa says, V'hikshah Samar Kutzi. Samar Kutzi asked the following question. My bay besamech. What's the Gemara's question shortly when it's going to ask my havalah the tachash? So what was the conclusion with this tachash, this creature that was unique for the times of Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mishkan? Is it a non-kosher animal to kosher animal? Says typically to tarhai, I could prove to you that it was a kosher animal. The itzruch krab bishratzim, which is this is all related to that this taste of discussion, which is one of his original questions. That why do you need a pasuk by shratzim? So he said I could prove in the fact that we need a pasuk by shratzim. To say that the hide of non-kosher animals can be tamei b'shratzim, that obviously the tachash was a kosher animal. Why? Because the itamei haya if the tachash was a non-kosher animal, so lishta krab b'shratzim. So I don't need a pasuk by shratzim because of a taste of a kavochem in the goyim. You can learn from a kavochem from the goyim, which is that this is the kavochem that we had originally asked. That we said, wait a second, learn shratzim kavochem in the goyim. Now we answered that no, because shasiv ever would be yichir. But says the Samar Kutzi, the hashtag like the name is Shasiv Avichich. Now you wouldn't be able to say that the threads are going to disprove it, where although they're Matam Magoim, they're not Matam Bishratzim, because you could refute that. And you could say, wait a second, if we find by the threads, Shekein in Matam and Boil Ames, they don't have a Tama by the Oil Ames, because they're only threads. But what are you going to say? How could you compare it to the hides of a non kosher animal? They're Matam and Boil Ames. That is Tam Boil Ames. Where do you see that? Even the tachash, since the tachash is called the oil, and tamei haye is tamei, so obviously, and therefore maybe it's going to be mitami by shratzim too. From the fact that we don't say that, obviously that the tachash was a kosher animal. So that says the samer kutzi v'yishlim. What you could say is no, as the gemara doesn't resolve it, because the mahalcha lekalim ifshad the tarha. You know, from this you wouldn't be able to resolve it to say that it's a kosher animal, because the tamei haye, even if it was a non-kosher animal. Still, we wrote a pasuk by shratzim. You could know from a kavochema, but that's a famous Talmudic dictum. The milsa das of a kavochema, something you could learn from a kavochema. Torch of a kasuk blood crawl. The pasuk goes through the effort to write in the pasuk, and therefore that wouldn't be a proof that the tachash was a tar animal. Loidam Rashi, or as the gear says, the Rash, that no, that actually because the shratzim lo asim a kavochema negoim. Even if the tachash. That you would be able to say it would refute the pircha of Shasi Ba'ariv, but no, you know, he actually goes back to the core of this whole question. You cannot learn out Shratzim at all from a Kavachem from the Goyim. Why not? Didn't we say that it's a Kavachemer, where it has a stringency over by the laws in the Goyim? No, because the Ekel Minifach, there would be another refutation. Because you have Pshutik Kli Ar Yichyach. You have the leather vessels, garments that are smooth, that have no concave, that the Mitam in the Goyim. There it becomes tummy by a nega, v'loy b'shratzim, and it does not become tummy b'shratzim. Therefore, you could say the same thing with the hide of a non-kosher animal. Even though it's been tummy in the goyim, it would not be tummy b'shratzim, and therefore you wouldn't know it from a kavochema. So, Saisis had asked a question regarding our Gemara's conclusion. We said we learn that from a kavochema, from Neitzah Shalizim, where it's not tummy in the goyim. And yet, metame b'mes. So, the show we said by the hide of a non-kosher animal, where it's metame in the goyim, for sure it's going to have the tummy of oil mes. So that place asks two questions. First of all, it can refute the kavochemim from Shasi Be'erev, where they are metam in the goyim, and they're not metam in mes. Another related question was, then wait a second, why don't you learn out the Or Behemet Timeya, a kavochemim from Neitzah Shalizim, to the laws of Shratzim? So Taisa's first answer was that no, because you can't learn out from Shasi Be'erev as a refutation, because they're not metam in b'shratzim. So therefore, that's not going to refute the kavochemer, because these things are metam b'shratzim. Second approach Taisus gave was that, the kavochemer is from, not direct, it's from the kalim that are made from Neitzah Shalizim, where it's the same as the oil of the Neitzah Shalizim, where it becomes tummy in the oil mess, even though it's not metam in the goyim, and that is a stringency that is by oil mess, by oil behemet tameya. And therefore, you cannot reject it from Shasiv Erev because Shasiv Erev don't apply to the halachas of Kalim. They're threads. Third approach Taisa gave was that you can reject it, but no, because Shasiv Erev, the reason why they don't have this stringency is because they don't have a tumah not by mess, not by Shech Vazera, in contrast to the items that we're discussing, the Neitzah Shalizim and the Oil HaMess and the Arbeh Mitzmeya, where they do have those stringencies, and therefore it's going to have the halacha of Arbeh Mitzmeya. Additionally, Taisus ended up with a question. Similarly, you could prove that the tachash was a kosher animal, because it was a non-kosher animal. So it come out that you find the tachash, which is a non-kosher animal, is called the oil, and has tumas mes. So if that's the case, so you don't need a pasuk, as we do bring a pasuk in the Braisa, that by shratzim, you could have tuma of erbe mitameya, because you could have a kabel chamin from the goyim. And originally, we had answered that question. We said, no, because there's a percha from shasiv erev. No, you wouldn't have a percha, even though there it's matam and the gum and not by shrazim, because shrazim is not matam by lames, whereas by rebbe tamei you'd say from the tachash that it is. Sometimes give two answers. Either that no, even if it's a non kosher animal, still we brought a pasuk because milstas bekavachem and torech bekasal bakra. Or no, you actually cannot learn that bekavachem and the gum, because we find that the pshudikli ayer are matam and the gum and not by shrazim, and we wouldn't have to come on to a shasiv erev, which, yeah, you wouldn't have if the tachash was a tummy animal. So we continue in the next taste in Masechta, as begins with the words of the Gemara, Lamai Hilchasav, what halacha is this? Taish comes to explain that because it sounds like that there's a ramification la halacha. The Gemara had asked, since regarding the laws of Tumah, we include the hide of a non kosher animal, it's Matama Ba'il, and we don't learn out from the Mishkan. So regarding what halacha was Rabbi Yisrael saying, that the only that's valid for Malach HaShemayim is the height of a kosher animal. So Tais explains, because the Gemara didn't want to say Lashmin, that just coming to tell us the Tachash Tar Haya, that the Tachash was a kosher animal. The Mashma, because it sounds like from that halacha, from that statement, the Asa Lashmin Shem Tzarech Hayra, that's coming to tell us some teaching. But if it's just telling us what the animal was, and it's not teaching us anything regarding Tumas Ayel, then it's not having any halachic relevancy. So the Gemara had answered, which takes us to the next Tzarech Dere Masl, that, oh, it's referring to Tfilin. Not the Gemara's Tfilin, but Hedik Sebehu. That's explicitly was written, Laman Tiyevuch Gemer, it's an explicit pasuk that we have a drasha for, which Tzarech comes to explain, why can't it be that that's what Rav Yisrael was coming to tell us? And that is, the Gemara said that, the Gemara says, what halacha is coming to say? The Gemara says, oh, Tfilin, where the parashas have to be on the parchment of a kosher animal. The Gemara says, what do you mean, that's explicit? It says Lamad Tiyatashim Meficha, which the drasha is Menamut Meficha. So what would the Braisa of Rabbi Yosef be teaching us? It says Tamei L'Ri. It's a wonder to the Ri. What V'chi Ain LeBraisa L'Shanes? What do you think? A Braisa not supposed to teach Masha Derish from that pasuk? What's expounded from a pasuk? And also V'chalanach Demaisa B'Samach. All the different things that the Gemara is going to go through and discuss regarding the Shin of the Tefillin and the Kriicha B'Sairis and the Tefir B'Gidin, that you need to be from a kosher animal. And the Gemara says, well, we already learned these things. Alocha Meish Sinai. That's not what the Braisa is going on. What do you mean? The Ri is bothered. Chileslo the Rav Yisrael the Shans Abraisa. What Rav Yisrael shouldn't be teaching the Braisa lefishazam Amar Echad, because one Amar said it like Braisa or Braisa. What do you mean? Who cares that these are drushes already? Why can't it be that? So the Braisa is saying. So Amar Ben Yitzchak, he explains the Halchipach. This is what the Gemara's questions are. When the Gemara says Tefillin behedik sibbu, it already explicitly says Tefillin. It means vi ho hava aslash min. If this what the Braisa was coming to tell us, hava lelasu yekra, then the Braisa should have brought the pasuk which it's all based on. Why didn't he bring the pasuk? If that's what he's coming to explain, is the parshias of the parchment, the Braisa should have said not just these enigmatic words of whatever's lemach shemayim asked Rebbe Tamei, it should have said the pasuk. Rather, it's obvious to the Gemara that the Braisa was coming to teach us something else. Because of a drasha de minamusa beficha, because that drasha of the parshias of Torah that has to be something that's kosher, I said, sure, that was obvious to the Braisa. And v'leitzach l'shemin, he didn't have to tell us this. And that was the Gemara's question. Also, the Gemara says, "Become." The Gemara answers, "Oh, el iron." Rather, it's for the bottom, for the hides of the containers. On that, the Gemara says, "Aiva ma'baya." Abaya said, "Shinshal tvan b'chulu." That is halacha mishum esinai. So Taisa explains what's the Gemara's question, because the bezeh halasha nami l'Rabbi Yisrael le'meimim. If he was referring to the bottom, he should have said these wordings that it's halacha mishum esinai. V'aviyadin and shabbat the boy erbeimet tamei. Then I would know that it needs to be from a kosher animal. Why? Because it's a shin. The drasha de minamutu beficha, because then it would be related to the exposition of minamutu beficha. And rather, he pshut the obvious, that was obvious to the braisa. So therefore, that's not what he's coming to teach. Or else he would have said the same wording of that it's the shin shel tefillin. Ella, rather, so the Gemara answers, no, lekarcha mesarim. It was referring to that you have to wrap the parashas with the hair of a kosher animal. Tzarech be'emetar, that's to have a kosher animal. And that's the Gemara says, hanami lo chamash mesinai, the time that we learned b'chulu. Which again, the Gemara's question is, from the fact that he didn't say the words, that you have to wrap it in the hairs of the kosher animal, why didn't he say those words? Why did he say Lamech Shemayim? Shemayim no, if that was already a recorded halacha, which halacha Meshem Sinai. Obviously, the Milsa Achritas is coming to teach something else. So the Gemara ultimately concludes, El L'Tru is saying, rather, it's for the straps. That has to be from a kosher animal. And that the Gemara asked, Bavam Yitzchok, he says, L'Tru is Chayis Halach Meshem Sinai. The straps, they have to be black as Halach Meshem Sinai. And what the Gemara's question essentially is, V'kibin Amatzach, Shi Ratzu, Shchayis Kamei Katzitza. So since we're saying the straps have to be black, like the bottom have to be black, so kosher going to be in the Shi Ratzu, Kamei Katzitza, then it has to be from a kosher animal like the bottom have to be. Because the Svaru Hula Hakbar al Tahara Ma'ala Shachas. Because it's definitely logical to say that what we're more particular about is that it should be from a kosher animal, then it should be black. Now, v'iha, and essentially what the Gemara's question is, again, according to Tais's approach, v'iha asked Rabbi Yosef l'shemina, and if this is what he was coming to tell us, l'shemina she'ir shacharis, then he should have told us that they're black. Then we would have learned two things, shacharis v'tahiris. If we're telling you the black, then that definitely includes kosher, so then obviously that's not what he's referring to. That the Gemara answers no. Nehid the Gemiri Shcheres. Although halacha Mishavisina was that they should be black. Tarius Megemiri. Did we have a halacha Mishavisina regarding that they should be kosher? The Mishcheres likely Megmataris. No. And the fact they have to be black doesn't tell us that they have to be kosher. And that's what he was coming to tell us was regarding the Ritzuas. Ketivin next taste the Maskel that begins the words of the Gemara. Loy Tzricha. No. We needed El Lekarchem Besarin. One of the approaches the Gemara had was that what do we need from a kosher animal from Lech Shemayim was to wrap the parashas in the here. Which Tosafot wonders, then why are we talking about leather? In other words, the Gemara wanted to say, Rabbi Yisrael's teaching that Lahok Shalom Shemaim, Eloi Behemet Tarib Levad, was coming to teach you that you have to wrap the parashas in the hears of the kosher animal. But because of the Rajbo, that's difficult for the Rajbo, because Iha Slashminav, this is what he was coming to teach us, I might not call Arba Milse, that the wording of Rabbi Yisrael's Brisa was, Lahok Shalom Shemaim, Eloi Behemet Tarib Levad, only the leather, the hide of a kosher animal. But we're not talking about the skin, we're talking about the hear. And therefore, he shouldn't have told us the wording "ar" if it was referring to Lakarchan Besarin.